Hello. Good morning, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland, trying to block out that light with my head. But so welcome back to my channel. I made that brief video yesterday where I sort of interrupted, but that was a news flash, just getting out the gladsome news that Yevgeny Prigozhin is no more because the plane crashed. The Russian Civil Aviation Authority immediately released a statement saying, yes, he's on the manifest of passengers. They did so with unseemly haste. Why, within like minutes of the crash report had been, was that out? They prepared this. They wanted people to know, just in case Prigozhin made some sort of move. They crashed, flying from Moscow to St. Petersburg, which is a very short flight. I've been on it's like under an hour that flight. Yes, and they wanted us to know whether he's been confirmed dead since. And Prigozhin, the founder of the Wagner private military company. He's also from St. Petersburg, like Putin, spent 10 years in prison towards the end of the Soviet era for robberies. Released, was a hot dog stand salesman, and worked his way up to owning a chain of upmarket restaurants, becoming a multi-millionaire in 2014, founding Wagner Group, having his mercenaries sent all over the world to Mozambique, Syria, Libya, the Central African Republic, Mali, and now particularly Ukraine. And began recruiting tens of thousands of troops from prisons in 2022. I remember up to 2022, for 8 years, he'd lied and lied and lied through his teeth, claiming that he'd never had any connection with Wagner Group whatsoever, even though everybody knew that it was him. So the Russian government's obviously paying him for these mercenaries. He made a lot of money out of that. Now he had a rapport with some people at the Ministry of Defense, some generals. There are other people in the top brass who loathed him. He was sort of posing as a general, even though he'd never been in the armed forces for a single day and all the rest of it. He was getting much more money than the top generals were. He was running it as a business. But he is dead now because of that mutiny. It came 2 months to the day of his mutiny when he took Rostov-Don, went to Voronezh, was getting close to Moscow when Putin panicked, used President Lukashenko of Belarus as an intermediary to pass messages back and forth. A truce was signed. Now, the murder of Prigozhin underscores this is what happened to you if you sign a deal with Putin. So the Ukrainians can say, we can't sign a deal with Putin because we know he'll break it. He's broken every single treaty he's ever made. Remember, 20 years ago, Putin himself signed a treaty recognizing the demarcation of Ukrainian borders, recognizing even Crimea as Ukrainian sovereign territory. So you know when he thinks he can get away with it, he will break the agreement. So everybody was saying, I was saying after that mutiny, well, come on, you can't trust Putin so far as you can punch him. Prigozhin initially went to Belarus. What a big mistake it was to come back. We're speaking to a very prominent Ukrainian businessman shortly after the mutiny, and he's saying, well, Prigozhin's fairly safe in Belarus because he's got an awful lot of soldiers to protect him. I was saying I'd have a taster. I would be careful that I wouldn't start supping a type of tea called Litvinenko. I thought poisoning was the way to go, but no. But then he came back to Russia with seeming impunity. Obviously, Putin had to make an example of him. He couldn't let him get away with this. But Putin also had to neutralize Wagner Group as a threat to himself, offering the Wagner Group fighters the opportunity to go to Belarus with their Supremo, which some of them did, a few thousand of them, training the Belarusian army, building a big camp somewhere south of Minsk, or to join the Russian army itself. Or to just leave and just go home and be civilians. And so he's Wagner was much smaller than it was, much less of a threat. They no longer control Rostov-na-Don, which is in southwest Russia, quite close to the Ukrainian border, was a major transit hub for Russian troops and munitions. Hello there, going there from New York and going on to southern Ukraine. Anyway, so Putin, I suppose, waited till everything was in place. He was sure that that Prigozhin wasn't a threat. If he killed Prigozhin, that there weren't Wagner Group fighters to be able to exact vengeance on him. Anyway, so there were 10 people on board that plane. There were 7 passengers and 3 crew. And it was also getting two birds with one stone. Dmitry Utkin, who was really the closest person to Prigozhin in Wagner Group. 5 other passengers, I'm not sure who they were. So it may well be people who are completely innocent people who got killed as well. Prigozhin, I've got no sympathy for him. He was an evil, evil monster, deliberately murdered many, many civilians, propped up some of the cruelest regimes in the world for money. And Utkin obviously is up to his neck in his innocent blood as well. But what about the pilot? What about the air hostess? Probably completely innocent, and they've been killed. And Putin is quite willing to do that. Didn't poison people as is usually his thing. Didn't kill him in Belarus because would that damage relations with the Belarusians? An African country might be logistically trickier to get the poison in to administer it or to shoot down a plane. Shot down a plane in his own airspace. Now, or was it killed? Was it brought down by a bomb or some technical failure they managed to doctor? I don't know. But there's several Telegram channels linked to private to Wagner private military company, and they're saying it was a missile. It was Russian air defense shot it down. Now, why would you do that? What kind of excuse can they come up with? We thought it was a Ukrainian combat plane. Well, if you think a business jet is a combat plane, you're incredibly stupid as an air defense crew. But and the Ukrainian military planes have never flown over Russian territory. They fly over Ukraine only because they think Russian air defense is too good. So I don't think it will be a nasty accident or just a silly mistake. That's it. Other people have been killed on board it. So who's thought to have been killed with him? Valery Chekalov, another friend of his, who's been involved with Wagner Group for several years, as well as Yevgeny Makarian, who's partly of Armenian origin, who was another senior Wagner figure. Sergei Propustin, known as Kedr. He was in the Russian military in the Second Chechen War in the late 90s. Alexander Totmin, who was another rather wealthy chap. I don't think he was a mate of Prigozhin's. I don't think he was actually in Wagner Group. And Nikolai Matusiev. I'm not sure who this Matusiev is. They've confirmed, yes, they found all 10 bodies and Prigozhin's is among them. So that's it. It was an Embraer business jet, which supposedly had an excellent safety record since they were first entered service in 2002. And I think not a single one has ever crashed. So there's enough of, Wagner Group to still be useful to Putin. There are other private military companies out there. And actually, some generals have interested other private military companies, and they're simply business rivals of Wagner Group. So it proves how treacherous Putin is, what a backstabber he is, so much for his peace agreement. Because it seemed as though Prigozhin had been forgiven, lulled into false sense of security, allowed back to Russia in St. Petersburg, even at that Russia-African forum a few weeks ago, meeting some top African officials. And reminds me of another thing. This slaying came the very same day that the Ministry of Defense confirmed that General Sergei Sorovikin has been dismissed. And he's the one who it's believed was aware of the coup, gave it at least a nod and a wink, but actually didn't throw in his lot with it when he realized the FSB had rumbled the plot. And he's the one who's been so-called resting for 2 months, but has not been seen of since. So the plot thickens. So Putin has reasserted control, and I think there's not going to be much backlash. Now, there's going to be some sort of investigation, but you would have to be staggeringly stupid not to realize this is assassination. Now, I've got no sympathy for Prigozhin and the others around him. They got what they had coming to them. Few people deserve death more than they do, but Putin is also evil. You could have gone through the legal channels to deal with Prigozhin, but no, Putin won't blame his own law, won't obey his own law. Okay, so it fell at UK time about 15:19 yesterday afternoon. So that's the end of him. So Putin has to make people realize, if you turn against me, you will be killed. You will not live long. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. But it was somewhat popular, Prigozhin. I don't think there's going to be pushback. I suppose Putin has waited till he's confident that Wagner Group is much smaller. They're mostly in Ukraine. Whoever's going to take over now is someone who'll do what he's told. This is just not a threat. And I think he's probably right. So for the moment, Putin is actually more secure because of this. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.